And I am your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy, and Charlie. Hour number two is upon us. We will hear from the Michelle Thompson, I should say, in South Dakota, the Badlands, Black Hills and Badlands Tourism Association. We'll hear from them at the 4:30 mark, find out what's going on with Sturgis and all that. We'll get a recap of Andy's trip to South Dakota here in just a few minutes as well. But first, as I was exiting out of that last hour, I asked the question. Right now, there's a lot of churches shut down or on appointment only. Never thought I'd see churches by appointment only, but they're on appointment only. And the question I'm asking, I think I know the answer to this, but the question I'm going to ask all of you is that biblical? A lot of Christians out there listening, a lot of churchgoers listening. And by the way, I'm not looking for any specific forms of faith, you know, Catholic or Protestant or whatever. I don't really care because, frankly, I think it's affecting it pretty much across the board. Andy and I were going to break a moment ago and talking about how typically churches are fairly divided. Let's face it. You know, some churches believe one thing, another one believes a little different, and, you know, they kind of haggle over different things that way, doctrinally speaking and so on. But there's one thing they've all been unified on, for the most part.
Shut down.
Shut down in masks.
This isn't good, John.
I know. So we've actually gotten to the point where the government has unified the church.
Against itself,
yes.
You know, whereas the Bible says, do not forsake the fellowshipping of one another. Look, this is ugly, what's going on right now. And I can tell you, as somebody who got a degree in the ministry, their big concern is lawsuits.
I understand that.
That is their big concern. And the concern over lawsuits has not only devastated businesses throughout the state and the country, it has devastated churches. Because let's say you're a pastor, all right? You guys are operating. You think restaurants operate on a thin margin? Churches operate on a thin margin. Trust
me. Yeah, served on boards many, many times in the past, so I understand that fully.
Exactly. And so they're looking at that thin margin. They're very, very concerned about a lawsuit. Any kind of a real lawsuit would cripple them, not just financially, but the PR from it would be devastating.
But when did preaching the gospel come with limitations?
No. I'm getting there. Okay. You also have to be wise in your setting.
I understand.
By the way, I'm not supporting them shutting down. I agree with you. They should be open. All right? I'm giving you the devil's advocate.
Okay.
Pardon the pun. All right?
I think that's very much... I don't think that's a pun.
I know.
I think the devil's in the details on this one.
Exactly. Okay? But here's what's going through their heads. They know there are a lot of people who are what I used to be. Leftist radicals out there. And what a leftist radical will do, and I'm not kidding, John, I know them, they will do this. They will go into churches, act like they are part of the faith.
Gotcha.
They will contract COVID
supposedly
somewhere else. Well, no, they'll do it. They will literally make sure that they contract COVID.
Okay.
Because they will do this for the cause. I'm not kidding. And then they will say they got it. They'll spread it as much as they can at that church. Let's say this church was meeting normally, no social distancing, and they're meeting normally. They would spread it as much as they could at that church and then say, this must be where I got it. I'm suing.
And I would say, prove it.
Doesn't matter. They don't care if they can prove it. They don't care if they win. You got to keep in mind, these people are backed by big money. They already have their money.
I'd still go to court and say,
all
prove
they
it.
Want to do is wreck the church, wreck each church with
but to
PR.
Me, to me, there's little risk of that because, again, prove it.
No, there's huge risk of
no,
that
there's
because
not.
Bad
no,
PR.
No, there's not. No,
bad
there's
PR
not.
Is devastating
no,
to a
it's
church.
Not. No, it's not.
I think, look.
There's an
look,
old saying.
Once again,
there's an old
once
saying,
again,
Andy, there's an old saying in business.
Go ahead.
All press is good press, even bad press.
So
it doesn't matter.
John, look, I am with you. I would open up right now. I wouldn't even care about social distancing. I wouldn't have masks. I wouldn't have social distancing. I would have little things like, you know, hand sanitizer and all that kind of stuff and say, cough in your arm. But that is all I would do.
No, what I really
and
would say is if you're fearful of getting it, stay home.
Yeah, I would say at your own risk, you enter the church.
If you're 60 years of age and older, blah, 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 you know,
absolutely.
More power to you. Knock yourself out.
Absolutely. But my old side can do tremendous damage with this kind of tactic. Infiltrate a place. They do it with businesses. They do it with all kinds of movements. They do it everywhere they can.
But we haven't seen that
you've
yet.
Remember when you had Tea Party rallies and you had people holding up racist signs?
I get it.
Those weren't Tea Partiers. Those were my old group.
But I'm asking you, how many lawsuits have we seen?
Well, none right now because the churches are shut. And even if they open, you got all this massive social distancing.
How many business lawsuits have we seen? None.
Why would you have
them? So what's the fear?
They're stifled.
No, not all of them are. There's businesses that are open. There's restaurants that are open now. There's places that are open for business.
Sure. But they are...
There's some that never shut down.
But they're opened under ridiculous restrictions. By the way...
Not all. Not all are.
I tried to go into Olive Garden today for lunch. It was like a morgue.
No, I know.
They had shut down other areas. And by the way, they were more shut down than they were 2 weeks ago when I went there last. They had increased their restrictions.
Because they're all working in fear.
Right.
Which needs to go away.
I know.
That's my point.
And the people who run Olive Garden, I can guarantee you, they're not worried about people actually getting sick and dying. They're worried about one thing, lawsuits.
I get it. And I'm saying, don't worry about it. Move on, folks.
Well, you are a business consultant.
Yeah. And I think the risk is so small.
Have any of your clients asked you about this, about the concern over potential lawsuits?
And we haven't had a single issue yet.
No, I know you haven't had an issue. I'm just saying,
some of them have, but on the same token, fortunately, I coach quote unquote essential businesses, so they've been open through this entire time. But I think I've done enough studying on the lawsuit end of things that it would be so literally impossible for someone to prove that they got COVID at a particular point in time,
true,
at a particular place, that the risk of getting sued over that would be minimal.
No, the risk of getting sued successfully
would be minimal.
Remember now, if you are paid, let's just throw out George Soros, because he literally pays these people, okay? He's one of those who do. Okay, if you're already getting paid very well by George Soros, you're not looking to win, John. You're looking to harm.
I agree.
Okay, and bad press can harm somebody. Now, I agree with you. I don't think the harm is going to be nearly as bad as these church leaders think it will be, but I'm just trying to explain... I'm just trying to explain the fear that
I understand,
I think
but for some of them, Andy, when you're shut down... And the offering plate's not even getting passed. And I realize there's online giving and all these other things, and some of them claim they're doing fine with all of that. But they can't be doing as well as having churches, meeting, having the congregation meeting on a regular basis, passing the plate, doing the things they would normally do, having that reminder of, yes, my tithe needs to go here, so on and so forth. They cannot be doing as well financially by being shut down.
They can't be, because people are also at some point thinking, look, I want to give my tithes to the work of God. But none of God's work is being done here.
What am I giving?
None of God's work is actually happening when, I see a sermon online, but who's being counseled? Not many. Who's being helped? Not many. What is actually being done? Not what about the teaching for my kids on Sunday morning? My kids haven't been to Sunday school in 8 months. Right. Look, it's getting bad.
I would tell you right now, I never would have shut down. I would have counseled them the same way that I counseled every client that I've had, which is don't shut down. Why? It's called the big Mo, momentum, the big M-O.
Yep.
You lose momentum and you lose everything. I would have never shut down. Now, would I have maybe limited the amount of people that could come in and, taken my shots with the local jurisdictions and so on? Absolutely, I would have. But you know what? There's some awfully good attorneys running around this country that would have stood in for you and stood in the gap, and I think you would have been just fine.
The only thing I would add to what you just said, I agree with all of it, add this. Before doing that, I would have called all kinds of churches in the area and done that at once.
Rally it up.
Yes.
I agree with that, too. Yeah, rally them up. Rally the troops.
Yeah.
Get them all on the same page.
Agreed.
All right, we come back. Let's talk about South Dakota, because this kind of ties in with all of that. It ties in very well with all of this, by the way. So Save the Children is next. And as we just said a moment ago, let's save some kids' lives around the world. They're doing this where we can't. And they're basically handling things with a donation. You donate, and they'll take care of kids, feed them, and make sure things are taken care of, even in our own country where schools are shut down and kids are not eating. SaveChildrenKLZ.org is the website, 1-800-570-5155. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie, and David joining us now. David, what's up, sir?
Hey, John. Thanks for the show. I think you're missing the point on the whole church thing.
Let's hear it.
I think here's what I think. I think the pastors are getting divided. And we know if you're a Christian, you know that the enemy's job is to steal, kill, and destroy. So he's dividing us. He's dividing the church between masks and no masks. I mean, it's like a world war, but to me, between the mask and the no mask people, it's gotten out of control. But anyway, they're dealing with that part of it. They're already having to separate people 6 feet and wear masks and do stuff. They've cut their congregation into little pieces now. Some of them are doing online. They're giving his way down. I don't know if you've heard, but they're giving his way down.
It is way down. You're right.
I run a ministry myself, and our giving is way down. Everybody's is. But I feel like our pastors are put in such a picky, crazy position. But I don't think they're worried about lawsuits. I think they're worried about getting shut down even more.
Okay. David, I would say, first of all, I would say, yes, they are worried about lawsuits. But also, I would say you make a fantastic point. The mask debate itself has caused such division.
Polarizing.
It's so polarizing. It's caused division in businesses, in neighborhoods, and absolutely in the church.
Yeah.
And so the last thing you want to go through is your parishioners fighting each other.
Yeah, I mean, the pastors, I think, are just trying to get through the day.
Okay.
I think they're struggling.
Okay. Well said. David, I appreciate that, by the way, and I appreciate the phone call. And I don't say he's wrong, but no offense, guys, and those are your pastors that are listening, because there are some of you listening, I know. It's much like me running this show. It's your job. You're the shepherd. You're the guy in charge. It's up to you to make this stuff happen. And if you've got division in the church because of the mask, then you know what? You need to get some of the information we just went through a few minutes ago on air and give that to your people. Yes, they can make their own decisions, but you know, you could put the facts out there as well as us. We don't have to be the only ones doing this, right, Andy?
Absolutely. That comes down to the responsibility of the pastor to share new information with their people, because pastors aren't doing it. We would think that they are. Oh, sure they are. No, they're not. They're not getting stuff out to their people and letting them know you're not at nearly the risk you think you are.
All right. What went on in South Dakota?
Okay.
Choice words to go along with that, or what?
Yes, we're going to do choice words. Are you up for a very creative choice words?
Yeah. And before we do that, just to make sure we're all dialed in, Michelle Thompson, who joined us last week, kind of even got this whole ball rolling with the Tourism Authority in South Dakota, the Black Hills area and all that. And by the way, I had a great interview with her. She was fabulous. She kind of got all these wheels in motion, right?
She sure did. And she did such a great job. And we have her coming on again here in a few minutes.
Roughly.
Corey and I just had to go up there. We just had to go to South Dakota. And so now I'm going to do a choice words on that. Are you ready?
Let's hear it.
It's called Journey to Freedom Land. Here we go. John, my wife and I visited another country over the weekend. I call it Freedom Land.
Gotcha.
It's another country.
Gotcha.
You might know this country by its other name, South Dakota. Being from the lockdown state of Colorado, Corey and I had no idea what awaited us in this strange land. On our first night in town, we went to a place called Louie's Burgers alongside the road. There was no social distancing, absolutely none. No one was wearing masks, and a rough-looking biker gang was sitting at the next table. Now, at one point,
for them, by the way.
Oh, yes. Oh, they were everywhere. At one point, the gang stood up, walked over, and surrounded the table where Corey and I sat, looking menacing in their leather and tattoos. Being from Denver, I naturally expected them to riot. But this was South Dakota, John, and the biker gang did something completely unexpected. I love this song. They were singing, John, and they were really good. They were singing to us. Well, Corey and I started clicking our fingers, but we were still suspicious. How could anyone be happy? Happiness isn't allowed, John.
Not here.
No, but our waitress walked up and she seemed happy too. She wore no mask and we could actually see her expressions.
Wow.
She was smiling.
Amazing.
I wanted to cry, but well, you know, biker gang.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the waitress happily advised us to order the burgers, as their half pounders were legendary. Corey explained we were from Colorado, and the waitress suddenly took on an encouraging tone. It's okay, she said. Don't be afraid. No one's going to hurt you. We're all friends here. You're no longer in a bad place. Shh, relax. Shh. Corey started to cry, and immediately there were several handkerchiefs handed to her by tattooed arms, and the guys never broke tempo. Very impressive. Eventually, our food arrived, and it was delicious. The servings weren't tiny like so many Colorado restaurants these days. This was actual food.
Nice.
And I was full.
Nice.
As I sat back with a satisfied grin, the biker gang all nodded with knowing smiles, still never breaking tempo. Very impressive. As we left, we could hear the roar of 1,000 motorcycles on a nearby road, and dozens of bikers lined the walkway, waving to us with big smiles. The waitress hugged us both, handing us counseling hotline cards for our eventual return to Colorado. The next morning, Corey and I awoke to birds singing, and several of them lent a hand, dressing Corey and doing her hair. We walked out the front door to play the casinos, explore the mountains, take dozens of pictures, and not touch a mask the entire time.
Nice.
Businesses were rocking, waterfalls were thundering, flowers were blooming, and bikers were dancing through the hills. Okay, not really. But eventually it all had to end. We drove back to Colorado, and as storm clouds gathered, we strapped on our muzzles and stood in bread lines at Sam's Club. Some angry lady, at least I think it was a lady, tough to tell with the mask, goggles, and hairnet, but this lady splashed some gruel in our bowls from a tin ladle. Next, she barked. Yes, we were back in Colorado, land of Jared Polis. But peering over our muzzles, we looked at each other and remembered there is a happy place out there, a place called South Dakota. And that is my choice words on South Dakota. Now let me tell you what really happened. It felt that way. You know what I mean? I was absolutely stunned.
Amazing.
I'm so used to living in Colorado. Here's what it was really like. There really were virtually no masks. You know, here it's 10 to 20 people to one.
Oh, yeah.
20
oh, yeah,
to one.
Yeah, if you're not wearing a mask, you're the minority guy.
Well, and the people wearing masks are mean to you.
Oh, yeah. You get the Karens.
Okay. There,
and Kevins.
Right, and the Kevins. Well, there, John, it was the other way around. It was 10, 20 to 1 the other way, not wearing masks. And I'm talking in public places, in casinos, restaurants.
Time out.
Yeah.
They're still alive?
Yeah, I looked at the numbers for South Dakota. I don't have them in front of me.
I figured they'd all be dead from everything you're saying.
South Dakota, and this is by percentage. Obviously, they're a less populous state.
I agree.
But it's not like, you know, people are thinking, well, yeah, but they're all spread out. No, they weren't. People were crammed together in this little town. They were crammed together in Rapid City, where we went. This town had no more COVID than any other place. They weren't experiencing any more.
It wasn't blown up.
No, actually, in South Dakota, their numbers are quite low.
Yeah,
they're not
experiencing anything. You're right. I'm looking at it right now. It's not a big deal.
Their governor has said, we're going to have the schools reopen, and she actually doesn't want kids wearing masks.
No, she said that.
She says it's bad for them. I don't want them doing it, and we're doing just fine. Here's the thing that blew my mind. People here in Colorado have this captive mentality. We are subjugated. And I came back. And I was stunned. I went back to Sam's Club. It wasn't as bad as, I exaggerated here as I wrote. But I'm telling you what, it felt that way. Hardly anybody was speaking. Once again, it was virtually silent as you go through the aisles getting your food. No one's talking to anybody. Up there, people are chatting. They're talking. They're interacting. They're happier. I could not believe the amount of happiness around me, how much people were enjoying life. Just this morning, back here in Colorado, Corey and I went out to take a quick walk.
Okay.
A family of four rides by on their bikes, all wearing masks.
Oh, my word. They're knuckleheads.
Yeah, the two kids have masks. They're all spread apart.
Idiots.
There's nobody else on the road, John.
They're idiots.
There's no one near. They're in a neighborhood.
Yeah, they're just dumb as rocks, Andy. They really are.
I mean,
they're dumb as rocks.
It was like coming back to another world, and a bad world at that. And I just want to tell people, folks, it doesn't have to be this way. Up in South Dakota, it is, you know, they've got little things like everywhere you go, they ask you to put on hand sanitizer as you go in, right? Mm-hmm. Don't cough on people. If you are sick, please don't come in, that kind of thing. That's it. Okay? Once you have that, you go in anywhere you want. Now, you'll see maybe a few of the very elderly wearing masks. The things don't help them at all, but at least they think they do, and I understand, right? They're at higher risk. They're worried. But, John, I could not believe the overall feeling of all the people around me there compared to here. I knew the masks were affecting us. And, oh, one last thing. I've got to mention this, and then I'll let you talk. Businesses. They weren't going out of business. There were no out-of-business places anywhere. You know, all these businesses line. You know, you had a couple, but they'd been out of business for years. And business was rocking. Everybody was rolling. Everything was happy. People were spending. The economy was just booming. I have no idea why we're doing what we do here.
I don't either. When you look at the graphs, which I'm doing right now on Google, and these are the reported numbers, by the way, so keep in mind there's always,
right.
I think South Dakota's numbers are probably more accurate than ours, just going to say that straight up front. But when you look at the actual, you know, graph, like the heartbeat graph, you know, the up and downs of COVID and,
right.
you know, cases and so on. What's interesting is when you look at South Dakota and you look at Colorado, it's honestly not a lot different. And they wear no masks and we do.
Exactly. They have
virtually no difference.
And it's not just the masks, John. You know, like some of the machines of the casinos, you know, they'll have the plexiglass between them. And they're spread a little. But, John, there was no 6-foot spacing at all.
All right, we'll come back, talk to Michelle in just 1 minute. Affordable Interest Mortgage is next. Kurt Rogers, if you need anything when it comes to your mortgage, we heard from him yesterday, there's some really, really low rates, but there might be a catch to those low rates. So give him a call, find out exactly all the details. 720-895-0500.
Take aim. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the asset manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take aim. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Franktown Firearms is next, and no matter where you fit into the gun ownership end of things, just somebody that's bought one, you're part of that, you know, 3 million plus that's bought a gun in the past 6 months, or you've owned one before, or you're like me and you own several. Wherever you fit in, you need to practice, you make sure you're proficient, and you need to make sure you're all geared up and have all the right equipment. And if you've never bought a gun, Franktown Firearms can help you with that as well. So find them at klzradio.com or call them at 720-770-7777.
Get to the range at Franktown Firearms and get your shooting skills back in shape. You consider yourself an experienced shooter, but you haven't been to the range in a while. Remember, defensive shooting skills are perishable. Firing a gun is not like riding a bike. Unless you practice regularly, don't count on your muscle memory to kick in when you need it. The team at Franktown Firearms believes the only difference between a beginner and an expert is practice. They want to give you the certainty that in a fight or flight scenario, you won't freeze. Imagine your frustration should you find yourself in the situation where you need to defend yourself or others, and you don't react the way you thought you would. Make sure you can count on your instincts. Sign up for a membership now. Mention KLZ Radio for a discount on your initiation fee. Walk-ins and non-members also welcome. Visit klzradio.com/Franktown now. Franktown Firearms, where friends are made.
John Rush believes there's no such thing as normal. You always need to stay focused on the future, and this current environment is no different. The only difference now is that you have a rare opportunity to beat your competition as they stay stuck in survival mode. Not one of John's small business clients shut down during the quarantine. And believe it or not, none of them has seen a drop in overall revenue compared to last year. Hire John and stay focused on the future. RushToReason.com.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
He's your happy conservative warrior.
I got a good feeling about our chances on November the 3rd. All the polls that they keep harumphing about. Oh, all the polls show that Trump trails Joe Biden. What did the polls show Trump was doing with Hillary at this time last election? Huh? We forget that, don't we?
Breaking news and what to make of it.
Don't miss the next Mike Gallagher Show.
Mike Gallagher, weekday mornings at 8 on KLZ 560.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's afternoon rush, KLZ 560. John Rush, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes, and on the line, we have Michelle Thompson, again, President CEO of the Black Hills and Badlands Tourism Association. Michelle, that is a long title.
Yeah, it's a good one, though. It's a great job to have.
Michelle, as I was just saying, we came up to South Dakota, and I had a little fun with it, but my goodness, the one thing that stood out to me above anything, and we went to the Badlands, we went gambling, and we went, you know, in the mountains, we went to a lot of places, was the lack of tension in the air between people. And I mean, you don't understand it because you live there. You don't live in Colorado.
Yeah, you don't know what it's like here.
You have no idea of the smothering tension in the air. You don't know how good you have it, Michelle. You just don't know.
Oh, I know I have it pretty darn good. I love where I live.
Good for you. Okay, so you've got a big event coming up here. I got you a couple of big events coming up in the not-too-distant future. Talk about both of them.
Yeah, so the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally starts technically next Friday.
Okay.
But we've got a lot of motorcyclists in the area right now. It's going to be an interesting rally. It's a little bit different with COVID going on. And
in what way? So explain that. What's going to be different than some of the past rallies?
Yeah, so normally there are a lot of events that bring people together. The city of Sturgis will do events that bring people to downtown Sturgis, and they're not doing that this year. They're wanting people to try and social distance as much as they can. Some of the concerts are canceled. There are a lot of music venues having concerts during the rally, but some of the entertainment has been canceled as well, just to kind of...
To encourage some of the distance. Okay, I get it. So that is okay. Sure. That makes sense. Yep. That is going to be a big difference in what you've had in the past. And but what do you think? You know, what are you anticipating crowds and things to be like?
You know, it's really hard to say. The week before the rally is always pretty big, and I was actually just in Sturgis. I rode up to Sturgis today, and the crowds are already growing right now. I've heard numbers saying we could have about 250,000 people. I've heard numbers saying that it'll be closer to a normal year, which would be closer to maybe 400 to 450,000. It's really hard to say. And I know that sounds like a lot of people, and people think we're crazy for wanting these people to all come to the Black Hills. But what people have to understand is the Sturgis Rally is so much more than Sturgis.
Right.
It's the entire Black Hills and Badlands experience.
Right. No, I think you guys are doing great. You got our vote.
Michelle, I was really shocked. And I was there a week before Sturgis, obviously, and I was in Deadwood. And just nonstop. It was like buzzing of the bees, if you're near a beehive, of the motorcycles going up and down everywhere. I was already just seeing hundreds and hundreds and even thousands of motorcycles everywhere. I've never seen anything like it, and I know that's just a taste of what's coming in a week.
Yeah, Deadwood's a really great place for the motorcyclists during Sturgis and before. You know, we get motorcyclists all throughout the riding season, but the couple weeks before the rally are always really busy. Deadwood, I've seen video of Deadwood's Main Street. I know they're very crowded with bikes right now. It's just a great time. There's so much entertainment. There are organized rides you can go on. There are motorcycle races, which is how the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally happened, and concerts. But the biggest thing is the ride. People come over and over and over because we have such a fantastic place to ride.
Gotcha. Now, I also know you've got another event coming up after Sturgis for some of the folks maybe you're into motorcycles, maybe you're not, maybe you're into cars. You've got an event coming up that way as well.
We do, yeah. Cool Deadwood Nights in Deadwood, of course, is later on in August. I believe it starts on August 26th. That's a great event. It brings in a lot of classic car enthusiasts, and it's a different kind of rally for us. We go from motorcycles to amazing old cars.
And by the way, some of them are already arriving as well, John. You would love to see some of what I saw while I was up there, real classics.
Cool.
Yeah, so it's a great event.
Do people, when it comes to all of what you just said, Michelle, if people want to come up and just, you know, observe or participate or whatever, do they have to register? Do they have to pay? I mean, how does all that work?
It depends on whether you want to participate in some of the organized events. They do take registrations for Cool Deadwood Nights. The Chamber of Commerce with Deadwood does that.
Okay.
But if you want to just take your classic car and go up and be in Deadwood, you can certainly do that as well.
Okay.
But there are a lot of show and shines and the parade and all sorts of different things. And registering is a great thing if people can do that. They can go to deadwood.com for more information.
All right.
And Michelle, you know, I don't want to give the impression that it's all like lawless up there and no restrictions. Everybody, but I got to be honest with what I saw. Everybody was very conscientious. You know, I saw motorcyclists and everybody were putting hand sanitizer on. Nobody was coughing on anybody. Nobody was going into
respectful.
Right. Very respectful. Nobody was going into a business if they were sick or coughing or anything like that. Everybody was very respectful. Let's say if they were around the elderly. I believe the people of South Dakota are being very careful with COVID. It's just that they're not being smothering.
Yeah.
It's a different kind of basically this. What I noticed in South Dakota, and you tell me if I'm wrong, they expect the people to be responsible for themselves, and they're doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely, 100%. mean, that's the way we want our residents of South Dakota to act, and that's the way we want our visitors to be when they come here as well.
Gotcha.
Please take responsibility for yourselves and keep everybody safe. And the city of Sturgis has done some really great things. You know, I'm walking up and down Sturgis Main Street, which is kind of iconic for the rally. There are hand sanitizing stations all over the place. So,
nice.
Businesses are doing what they can to keep people safe, and so is the city of Sturgis.
The other website I know that folks can go to as well is blackhillsbadlands.com. Is there another one outside of that, Michelle?
Correct. Yeah, if they want more information on the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally, it's sturgismotorcyclerally.com.
Perfect.
Okay, really quick, by the way, I went to Badlands again. My wife had never seen it. It's fantastic
great
to see.
Great park.
For those who have not seen the Badlands, please do not deny yourself that. Mm-hmm. And one last thing I want to ask you, Michelle, before we let you go. Businesses, from what I saw, hardly anybody's going out of business up there. Am I missing something? Because we've got tons of businesses going out of business, not just here, but in a lot of states. It seems like, obviously, everybody's struggling everywhere, but you guys seem to be holding up very well economically.
Yeah, you know, we've got a few that are struggling a little bit. We have some that chose not to open this year, but for the most part, our businesses are doing pretty well, and we're hopeful that by having responsible events like the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally and Cool
Sure.
Deadwood Nights and bringing tourism into the area, that we'll be able to recover and have a decent season and keep all these businesses around.
Okay, sounds great. Michelle, again, thank you so much. We really appreciate it. You're welcome anytime,
You're welcome.
By the way.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
You are welcome to come back to the
we'll
Black Hills. We'd love
we'll
to have
there.
You come.
We'll do it. I will.
Okay.
I've never been, but I will get up there. I promise.
Sounds good.
All right. Thank you, Michelle. Appreciate it very much. Mike in Aurora has been waiting. Mike, what's going on, sir?
Oh, yeah. Talking about businesses that take this COVID-19 nonsense to the extreme, I don't think there's anyone worse than Best Buy. Which some say.
I've not been in there.
I have.
Have you?
Yeah.
Is it bad?
Well,
I'll let Mike describe it. Go ahead, Mike.
Go ahead.
This will be entertaining.
Well, some would say it's worse spot. No, I don't know if you say you got in there. You cannot step foot into their precious store. Literally.
Really?
Yeah, they have to bring anything. You have to know what you want, and they bring it to you.
Okay, so timeout.
And this is a change, by the way, Mike. They didn't start this way. This is recent
right, over
the last couple weeks. Go ahead.
No, they've had the curbside thing for a while now.
No, for a while, yeah. But Corey and I, we were able to go into Best Buy as recently as, I haven't kept track, 3-4 weeks ago. We
really? Because that's news to me. I thought all along they've been shut down.
Well.
Yeah, because Charlie tried to go months ago and couldn't get in.
Well, the one out Southlands was not months ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Mike, what about you?
Well, yeah, that was a few months ago I tried to get in. Yeah, it must have just been too much. I mean, I couldn't see them sustaining this.
Okay, so I have a question for both of you, Charlie included. Just devil's advocate.
Go ahead.
Okay. Given the fact you can buy all that stuff online, have it shipped right to your door through other competitors, Amazon included, why do you go to Best Buy?
Just to look at it in person.
Yeah.
Oh.
I want to see the stuff. And by the way, I know I can give you an exact date. June 27th, we did a return of an item, and we went into the store and bought another item. So I know that we were able to go at Southlands as late as June 27th. I can't say after that. But I want to go in and see stuff and actually look at it and test it out. Don't you, Mike?
Yeah. Southland Mall, that's where I went. Yeah, they wouldn't let me in. I don't remember what date it was. But, yeah, I wanted an Energizer battery charger that I could plug into my car. They barely knew what I'm talking about. And there's no way. Yeah, I guess I'm not surprised that they didn't continue that policy. They would have been out of business. They're starting to hurt really bad after the Christmas selling season.
Mike, let me tell you something. If they tried something like that in South Dakota, they would be laughed out of the state. I mean, seriously, they would be, even in South Dakota, what's the most liberal company on God's green earth? It's got to be Starbucks, right? They had signs up saying, please wear a mask as you come in. Nobody was.
Hmm.
Nobody was. And, coming back to Colorado and to Aurora, it's like a different world, a world of stupidity. And, Mike, you tell me, how long do you think Best Buy can stay in business that way?
That's a great question.
Not totally shutting people out. Well, I'll have to try that. I'll have to see if I can enter their precious property.
Well, I haven't for over a month, so it's probably shut down.
I mean, the guy said, don't worry, you know, it's been the product's been sanitized. And I thought, well, I don't care about the person after me. I just care about...
Right. Right.
I just want to look at the thing.
Hey, okay. You know? Mike, I got to run to break. Thanks. I appreciate it very much. Myself, Andy, Charlie, we'll be right back. Phone lines are open, by the way, 303-477-5600. Purified Chevrolet is coming up next. Maybe you want to drive a nice, hot sports car to the thing in South Dakota.
There you go.
Whatever, Deadwood Nights. Is that what it's called?
Are you gonna drive a hot sports car up to South Dakota?
You know, I was planning on it, and I'll tell you, break, I had something else that came up that I can't say on air.
Okay.
That I have to attend that weekend. It's very important. So it's not, let me just say that I have to do this other thing, and it is more important than what it would be going to South Dakota.
That's okay.
Understand. I'll tell you at break, and you'll understand when I tell you. But I can't say it on air for reasons I'll tell you in a moment. So with that, maybe you want to drive a sports car up there anyways, go to Purifoy.
Okay.
PurifoyChevrolet.com. They'd love to help you out, and they do have some great deals on some used sports cars, and or we heard here weeks ago where they'll buy your car if that's what you want to do as well. So go to PurifoyChevrolet.com or call them at 303-659-8311.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purifoy. You know, being in business for 6 decades in any business is a tough thing to do, especially in today's highly complex and competitive world. As a small business, we certainly have experienced many trying times when there was no clear answer or path to take for survival. The COVID-19 virus for all of us has been the ultimate business disruptor, but once again, we've managed to keep on keeping on, and we are there to serve our many tried and true customers that have depended on us to always be there. We aren't and never will be a big high-flying dealership, but one with honesty and integrity and a culture of doing things right. We appreciate all our customers, many of which have come long distances to do business with us. We are proud of who we are and what we do. Purifoy proud. We certainly need and would appreciate a chance to earn your business, whether it would be for parts or service or if you're in the market for a new or used vehicle. We'd love to be your Chevy dealer. Find us today at purifoychevrolet.com and find new roads.
All right, up next is Golden Eagle Financial. Al Smith, I talked to Al last night, interviewed him, by the way. He's a new sponsor here to Rush to Reason. And as I said yesterday, I want to make sure they continue to say this. The vetting process for doing any kind of, you know, financial advisement on any of the Crawford stations, KLZ included, is huge. So he's been vetted. You don't have to worry about any of that. And there is a difference between planners and advisors. Al's an advisor. He wants to advise you on what to do as you go down the road and get closer to retirement. So give him a call today at 303-744-1128 or go to klzradio.com.
Find your financial purpose with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial. You want a retirement plan that alleviates your fears about the future so you know your money will last. Al Smith will help you find a balance between the risk and reward of the market and the safety of your retirement income. However, before you decide how much money you want to place under management, liquid and available to you at any time, and how much you want to protect in your retirement income, you need to have a conversation about how you plan to spend that money. Al Smith believes your financial plan should enhance your retirement. After 30 years in the industry, he's seen a lot of happy people retire, and some unhappy ones, too. In his experience, the amount of money doesn't make the difference. The happiest people establish a purpose for their money that brings them and others joy. Visit klzradio.com/money now and set up a free consultation with Al Smith. Find your financial purpose.
Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
GIA Insurance shops the entire market for the right plan at the best price, so they must be more expensive, right? Wrong! All of that valuable market research comes as a free benefit to you from Paul and his team at GIA. Get more without paying more.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, myself, Andy Pate, and we were just talking to Mike a moment ago about Best Buy, which, by the way, Mike, thanks for calling, because that got us onto a topic that, you know, I'm going to kind of end things with this particular hour, and that is, I go back to what I told my clients through all this process, Andy. Don't shut down. Why? Because you lose that momentum. The last thing you want as a business is to have somebody not need you anymore.
You know, John, you see this right in the middle of a football game.
Yes.
Okay, you're roaring along. You're scoring, scoring, scoring. And then at too early of a point, it's still third quarter, you decide we're going to start to protect the clock. And we're going to go to just the run game and pound away and punt and trust our defense. What does that do?
I hate it, by the way.
Prevent defense prevents you from winning.
Exactly. Thank you. It does.
Okay. When you shut down a business, you are committing the cardinal sin of letting your customers get used to not having you.
That's right.
To not needing you.
So one of my clients, this is a real quick story, got a phone call from him, or not a phone call. So Saturday was the 1st, August 1st.
All right.
So one of my clients, and by the way, this is a client of mine, and he doesn't mind me telling this story. He's a client of mine that I've got up in the Minnesota area. And he's a great client, and he wanted to shut down. His guys were all whining, and it was kind of tough up there for a little bit, you know, in the middle of COVID. And he was really thinking about shutting down. I convinced him not to keep running, keep things going. And he did. And he kept things going. Everything's been fine. He's made it through, and he's done well, and the business is doing well. So I get a text message on Saturday, which was the 1st, that said something along the lines of, "Thanks for not letting me ever shut down. I had the best July I've ever had."
Yeah. And by the way, did he have any competitors who did shut down?
Yes. And I think that's the reason why he had the best July he's ever had.
Right. And now his competitors' customers are used to going to his place.
Keep in mind what I just said. Not the best July or the best month this year. The best July he's ever had.
In the middle of COVID.
In the middle of COVID, he's had the best month, best July, best month he's ever had.
You know, one of the things you can really count on, John, in the free market is at times like this, a lot of your competitors will be stupid.
That's exactly right. Warren, what's up, sir?
How you doing, brother?
I'm good. Thanks for calling.
I'm not making fun of Andy today.
Okay.
You're not.
I'm going to be easy on him, huh?
Well, he's kind of like Dan. He loves the Muppets.
Oh, do you love the Muppets?
I have been a good boy. I haven't brought up the Muppets.
I didn't let him Friday bring up. We already said no Muppets, Warren. We already said that up front.
He's never going to live this down.
I am not.
But it's all right. You know, John, it was excellent commentary. Really exceptional and good programming. Patrick Wood was really good.
Solid guy. Very solid.
And, you know, Wyoming's similar to South Dakota. Not quite. But you get a lot of influx from Colorado up here.
Yeah.
I usually go shooting once a week, and I usually go to Medicine Bow. That's the biggest national forest in the United States.
Sure.
And I'm going to say 75% of the people are from Colorado.
Wow. That's a big number.
And it's unreal.
Wow.
But you know, John, they've got a Walmart up here the size of Costco or Sam's.
Right.
It's one of the biggest up in this area that I know of. And they'll tell you, you know, you should wear a mask, but they won't enforce it. Half the people that come in here don't wear them.
That's good, actually.
And a lot of people that are in there that have masks, after a while, they'll just pull them off.
That's good, too.
Warren, I noticed that as I was going through Wyoming to get up to South Dakota, Wyoming had way fewer masks than Colorado, and then South Dakota had even fewer still.
Awesome.
Most of these people are from Colorado that you see in them.
They're wearing them. It's habit. They've been trained. They've been conditioned, Warren. That's how it works.
And, John, I'll tell you, fuel up here is remarkably low.
Good. Even better.
I think it's $1.98.
Wow.
I don't know what it is.
That's awesome. Good for you. Good stuff. But, Warren, I got to run. Love you, man. Appreciate it. Thanks for calling. I'll run and get to Dell here real quick before we take our top of the hour last break here. Dell, what's up, sir?
Yeah, John, how you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for calling, Dell.
Two things. There's a really good book out you might want to check out. It's called Profiles in Corruption.
Okay.
It's written by a Peter Schweitzer.
Okay.
And it goes into explaining how all of like Warren and Biden and all of them got the how they got started and how they got to where they
are today. I think we've actually we've interviewed him before, Charlie. Yes, we've interviewed him, actually. It's Schweitzer. Schweitzer is how it's pronounced.
Yeah, it's a good book.
Yeah, you know what? And you just gave me a little note there. I'll do my best to get him back on. I can reach out. I know with publicists we can get him back on.
Yeah, also there was a notice put out a while back that NAFTA and BLM wanted to go to Sturgis to disrupt it.
Oh, well, good luck on that.
They're going to lose.
I'd love to see that one.
They're going to lose.
Panty waist Antifa's running around against a bunch of bikers. I'd like to see that.
Yeah, I'd almost sell tickets.
I would too. I'd almost like to see that one. Dell, I got to run. Thank you. I do appreciate it very much. Yeah, I'd like to see that one in person. Enchanted Kitchens is next. And if your kitchen is not the centerpiece of your home, it can be made that way. That's what Enchanted Kitchens does. Go to klzradio.com and just look for kitchens there. Enchanted Kitchens, you can find it that way. klzradio.com.
Your kitchen doesn't work. Think about how much time you spend in your kitchen every day, just standing at your countertops or reaching into your cabinets. The design team at Enchanted Kitchens looks beyond color palettes and materials to help you find a layout that works, so you can have a pleasant experience in your kitchen, not a frustrating or uncomfortable one. The Enchanted Kitchens design team understands that a new kitchen is a big investment and one that you need to love for years to come. That's why they take their time with the decision-making process, meeting with you for free in their experience center so you can see, touch, and feel a kitchen that works. Mention Rush to Reason, and you will receive a free, no-obligation, in-home design consultation. Visit klzradio.com/kitchens now and start designing a kitchen that works. Enchanted Kitchens, where magic meets design.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Yeah, if I could figure out how to sell tickets to Sturgis to watch Antifa and BLM show up to a spur with bikers, that would be well worth the price of admission.
My money would be on the bikers.
Oh, mine too. Those stupid Antifa freak. They're just a bunch of thugs.
Yeah, and let me tell you, these bikers are some of the nicest people, but they will not be nice with
something. No, they will
like
crush
that.
Those guys like a piece of Kleenex.
They will.
Literally.
They will not put
those guys from Antifa, they think they're all tough. And I've seen some of those guys even handle their weapons. I doubt if those guys could shoot their way out of a wet paper bag. The last time some guy fired a weapon, he shot two of his own people. That was on 225 out here. What a knucklehead that guy was. He's shooting at the Jeep and shoots two other people instead. They finally got him in jail. What a moron.
So he shot two of his own.
Yeah, what a moron.
Well, you know, if he's going to shoot anyone, I'm glad it was them.
Thank you.
I wish he hadn't shot anybody, but yeah.
Oh, what a moron.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, these guys, I watch it. First of all, just a side note, I know we don't run out of time here, but what I see with Antifa and BLM, no leader. I mean, there's leadership from above telling these guys where to go and where to assemble, but once they get there, it's pandemonium. There is no organization of these guys at all. They're just a bunch of freaks running around, literally. Bunch of freaks. Watch what went on in Colorado Springs last night on Facebook. It's all recorded. You can see what went on in Colorado Springs last night if you don't believe me. Bunch of freaks. That's all I'm going to say. I'll leave it at that. So we'll come back. Hour number three is next. John Guandola is going to join us. Understanding the threat, we're going to talk more about Joe Biden talking about how Islam should be taught in the public schools. We'll be right back. Hour three is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.